Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. What a morning. A lot of red on the screen. Futures are taking a hit. Looks like we're in for a bumpy ride.
Indeed. A definite risk-off tone blanketing the markets. S&P 500 futures are down about 52 points. That's nearly a full percent below fair value. NASDAQ 100 futures are feeling it more, down 240 points, over 1%. And the Dow futures? Down over 400 points. It's all tied to those overnight headlines, isn't it?
Absolutely. Israel launching airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facilities. That's major. Reports say top military leaders and nuclear scientists were killed. The U.S. has stated no direct involvement, but Iran is vowing retaliation and, worryingly, threatening U.S. interests too.
And the oil market is just exploding, as you'd expect. WTI crude futures shot up. They're currently up around 8.3%, or $5.65, trading at $73.69 per barrel. It even touched $77.50 overnight.
Wow, quite the spike. That's obviously propping up energy stocks, and defense stocks are getting a bid too, given the military action. USO, the oil fund, is gapping up significantly, over 6% last I checked.
It is. But interestingly, this isn't translating into a typical safe haven rush for treasuries. Usually, with this kind of geopolitical heat, you'd see yields fall. But inflation concerns are sticky. The market seems worried the Fed will hold off on rate cuts. The two-year note yield is actually up a basis point to 3.92%, and the 10-year is flat at 4.36%.
So inflation fears are outweighing the flight to safety in bonds. The dollar, though, is catching a bid. The U.S. dollar index is up 0.6% to 98.50. Classic safe haven move there.
Exactly. Now, shifting to corporate news, it's a mixed bag. Adobe, ticker ADBE, actually beat on earnings per share by 9 cents and beat on revenue. They guided Q3 EPS above consensus and even raised their full-year 25 guidance.
Sounds great, but the stock? It's down about 3.5% pre-market. What's the deal there?
That's the head-scratcher. Sometimes the bar is just set incredibly high. Or maybe it's the broader market sentiment dragging everything down. On the flip side, RH, ticker RH, is absolutely soaring, up nearly 20%.
20%? What's fueling that? I thought they had a mixed report.
They did. Beat on EPS by 22 cents, but a slight miss on revenue, and they guided Q2 revenue below consensus. However, they reaffirmed their fiscal 26 revenue guidance and mentioned delaying a new concept launch. Perhaps the market likes the reaffirmation and is looking past the near-term guide, or maybe it's a short squeeze given the heavy news flow.
Interesting. And Sherwin-Williams, SHW, not having a good morning. Downgraded to neutral from buy at Citigroup. Stocks off about 1.4%.
Yes, that downgrade is weighing on it. So, a lot of individual stories, but the overarching theme is definitely geopolitical tension. Asian markets were all on the defensive overnight. Japan's Nikkei down almost 1%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng down 0.6%. Shanghai Composite down 0.8%.
Europe's feeling it too. The STOXX, Europe, 600 is down, Germany's DAX off by over 1%. Travel and leisure stocks are getting hit particularly hard over there because of that oil price spike you mentioned.
Makes sense. Higher fuel costs really pinch those margins. We also got some economic data from Europe. Eurozone industrial production was weaker than expected for April, and the trade balance missed. However, inflation readings for Germany, France, and Spain were, quote, acceptable, which seems to validate the ECB's recent rate cut.
Okay, so some mixed signals on the economic front there. Back to the U.S. Specific futures levels. S&P 500 futures currently down 57 points, Dow futures down a hefty 444, and NASDAQ futures shedding 262 points.
It's a sea of red. Commodities are active. Crude, as we said, up over $5. Natural gas is up a bit. Gold is catching a strong bid, up over $37 to around $3,439 an ounce. Silver, though, is down slightly, and copper is also taking a hit.
Gold doing its job as a safe haven. Now let's look at the broader sentiment. We saw some analysis suggesting a, quote, cautiously bearish stance for today. What are your thoughts on that, especially with the buying versus selling pressure indicated at 150 for buying and 190 for selling?
That's a key point. Despite some underlying bullish technicals, like the percentage of stocks over their 50-day moving average remaining bullish, that buy-slash-sell imbalance is a warning sign. The primary trend indicator is still bullish, and the 20% weekly gain signal is also positive, but caution is definitely the word of the day.
So conflicting signals? Bullish undercurrents but bearish immediate pressure?
Precisely. The market showed some resilience recently amidst tensions, with the S&P and NASDAQ posting modest gains while small caps lagged. Technology, especially, has been a leader, buoyed by strong earnings from names like Oracle. But communication services and industrials have been underperforming.
Oracle, ORCL, did get a slew of upgrades, right? BMO Capital upgraded them to outperform. That stock was a bright spot.
Yes, Oracle had a good run post-earnings. That's a name showing momentum. The analysis pointed to focusing on tech and select healthcare names that are showing strength, while perhaps avoiding those weaker sectors for now.
And key levels to watch for the major indices? For the S&P or SPY?
For SPY, support is eyed around the 593 to 595 area. Resistance is up at 600. A breach and consolidation above 600 could bring in more buyers, but right now we're testing lower.
And for the QQQ, tracking the NASDAQ 100?
QQQ has support around 523 and resistance at 528. Similar story, a move above 528 would be bullish, but we need to see if it can even hold support given the pre-market weakness.
The overall commentary seems to be that while the market landscape was constructive with risk on sentiment, vigilance is crucial. Momentum was strong, but very susceptible to change from external catalysts like these geopolitical events.
Absolutely. Traders need to be nimble. Tight stops are a must. Look for confirmed breakouts or breakdowns near those key levels. The geopolitical situation and upcoming economic data can cause swift volatility shifts. Speaking of data, we do have the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment preliminary reading for June at 10 a.m. Eastern. That will be a key catalyst.
Got it. So that's something to watch post-open. Any specific watch list names you're tracking based on this sentiment? I saw Microsoft, MSFT, mentioned for continuation, and Palantir, PLTR, for anticipation.
Yes, Microsoft has been a steady performer, so looking for that to continue if the market finds its footing. Palantir is more of an anticipation play, perhaps on any further developments in AI or defense-related contracts, which could be relevant given the current climate. But again, with a cautiously bearish overlay, these are ideas to watch, not necessarily jump into blindly at the open.
Understood. Let's quickly touch on a few other corporate headlines. Elon Musk's XAI secured $250 million in investments from VC firms. That's a hefty sum.
It is. AI continues to be a hot space for investment. On the other side of the Muskverse, there are questions about SpaceX's role in the new Golden Dome missile shield system following a reported feud with President Trump.
Always something happening there. Apple, ticker AAPL, edging slightly lower in after hours yesterday. News that they're targeting spring of 2026 for a delayed upgrade of Siri. That's quite a ways off.
Delays are rarely good news, especially for a key feature like Siri. Also, some M&A buzz. Kinvue, KVUE, is reportedly exploring the sale of some skin health and beauty brands. And Thermo Fisher, TMO, is apparently aiming to put its diagnostic business up for sale.
And a U.S. Steel, ticker X, saga continues. A Nippon Steel executive saying the company needs management freedom for that deal. Sounds like there are still hurdles.
Definitely. That deal has been under scrutiny. One more on the gapping list. Archer Aviation, ACHR, is down sharply over 13%, despite raising $850 million following a White House executive order to accelerate U.S. eVTOL rollout. Sometimes these sell-the-news reactions happen after capital raises.
All right, so to recap, futures are pointing to a sharply lower open due to heightened geopolitical tensions between Israel and Iran. Oil prices have surged, benefiting energy and defense stocks, while putting pressure on travel and leisure. Treasuries are mixed, with inflation concerns capping safe haven demand. The dollar is stronger. Corporate earnings are a mixed bag, with Adobe down despite a beat, and RH soaring on its outlook.
And the overall sentiment is cautiously bearish, despite some bullish underlying technicals. Key levels for SPY and QQQ are critical today. Watch that University of Michigan consumer sentiment at 10 a.m. And traders should be prepared for volatility, use tight stops, and focus on strong sectors like tech if any stability emerges, while being wary of weaker areas like communication services and industrials.
Excellent summary. It's going to be a very active Friday, folks. Stay sharp out there. Thanks for the insights.
Anytime. It's all about navigating the chop today.
That it is. That's your morning dose. We'll be back to help you make sense of it all. Have a great trading day, everyone, and stay safe.